5. It is time then to say good morning to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Arbon Guillet. Ça va très, très bien. Merci.
And so, when it comes to Britain, apparently they've merged, or rather they have merged Foreign Aid Department with Foreign Affairs. How does that work?
It was the case when I lived in Britain, you know, that the Foreign Affairs, the Foreign and Commonwealth, FCO, Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and they had an aid division. Now they broke that apart. Now Boris Johnson is putting them back together again, a super department which will link foreign policy with foreign aid. And, you know, there's a political element there involved so that the countries, I mean, you know, he was saying things like we give as much foreign aid to Zambia as we do to Ukraine. But the fact is with Ukraine, you know, our security is involved because of the whole issue with Russia. The opposition leader, Keir Starmer, says this is pure distraction. It's just Boris Johnson taking away attention from the fact that the Tory government has messed up on the coronavirus, dealing with the coronavirus, and, you know, saying it's 41,700 deaths or more than that. And how much is this going to cost, uniting foreign policy with foreign aid? Boris Johnson saying this is creating a super department, is making ambassadors in the countries will determine on the kind of degree of aid that will go to that country, and is saying this super department is something you, the Labour opposition, should be supporting. So it's something that's going to run a bit, but the thing is, it'll be a change. It'll be a change with British foreign aid. Will go to countries that are friendlier to Britain, and you know, is that what foreign aid should be? Political friendship.
Yeah. Monsieur, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. To you at home, you are listening to the voice of Jean-Jacques Cornish giving you the latest news coming from the African continent. One says the U.S., Monsieur, apparently has frozen assets of Nigerians who have defrauded vulnerable Americans of millions of dollars. Hey, finally.
Six of them, you know, and these are Nigerians. I mean, that kind of fraud is involving access to usernames, passwords, bank details, and they've taken old people, most of those whom have lost a husband or a wife, or lost a spouse, most of them actually elderly women, and it's been sort of romance scams and cyber fraud, $6 million in all. So they've frozen their assets, and Mike Pompeo last year did the same to 80 foreigners, most of them Nigerians. So, you know, it's essentially protecting Americans, but the fact is it just shows this is how active Nigerians are in this mail fraud and cyber fraud, and hopefully then, you know, I don't think they'll ever be brought to book, but the ill-gotten gains will they be returned to the victims? We don't know.
We can only see. And you talk, Monsieur, of African countries who are calling for debt cancellations on and comprehensive aid packages in response to COVID-19. Will this work?
Well, I had this virtual meeting, and President Cyril Ramaphosa was among those, saying that, you know, Africa's going to be sliding into its first recession in 25 years as a result of COVID-19. The World Bank estimates that Africa owes nearly $500 million. That's $493 billion, and the Africans have come back and said, well, this means you've got to cancel a lot of debts, and you've got to give us more comprehensive aid to come out of this, because, you know, if Africa is pulled down by COVID-19, the world will be affected by it. You know, it's not like, again, we get back to that issue of foreign aid and foreign policy. You know, it's not supposed to be something a handout for friends. It's supposed to be a handout. It's supposed to be assistance for the entire world and its economy. The Africans are also saying this is the time now to lift sanctions against Zimbabwe and Sudan to help those two countries recover better from the lockdown and from COVID-19.
Well, Monsieur, merci beaucoup for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again next week, Tuesday. For now, à la semaine prochaine, Monsieur.
EWN.
À la semaine prochaine et bon weekend.
Thank you very much, sir. That is Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish giving you the latest news coming from the African continent.